News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has again commended the government of Jamaica for its commitment to fiscal responsibility and economic reform. The IMF earlier this week issued a statement in which Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair of the IMF Executive Board, Tao Zhang, said Jamaica's performance under the fund-supported standby agreement remains strong more than 4 years after the country began implementing difficult economic reforms. Mr. Zhang added that program indicators are on track and macroeconomic stability is entrenched, evidenced by stronger fiscal and external positions, subdued inflation, and employment at historic highs. He applauded the government's efforts at maintaining exchange rate flexibility and limiting foreign exchange interventions towards smoothing excessive volatility. The acting chair noted, however, that vulnerability to weather-related shocks continues to pose important challenges to Jamaica's growth. He recommended that supply-side reforms, including enhancing resilience to weather swings, be accelerated to deliver better growth and job outcomes, reduce poverty, and improve living standards while sustaining macroeconomic stability. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is working to make student loan repayment less burdensome for some university graduates. State Minister for Education, Senator Floyd Green, says among the measures being considered is the extension of the student loan repayment period in similar fashion to a mortgage. Mr. Green says lengthening the loan repayment period will enable more graduates to grow professionally and live meaningful lives.
As you may know, in America, people are paying back student loan for 40 years. President Obama finished paying his student loan while he was president. It means that he could have a family. He could pay down on a house. He could do other things that are important to the development of young professionals.
Jamaica and the Caribbean's first net zero energy building was officially opened Wednesday on the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. The 2,300 square foot structure along Gibraltar Way is designed as a model to encourage construction of sustainable and energy efficient buildings throughout the region. As a prototype, it will demonstrate emerging and best practices in the built environment in the areas of energy efficiency, renewable energy, and environmental design. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says now that the prototype building is complete and ready for use, Jamaica is looking forward to the results.
The adaptation and implementation of net zero buildings will go a far way in reducing our carbon footprint, ensuring future utility cost savings, improving daylighting with less glare, and I'm told it will increase worker productivity and comfort.
At Deputy Chairman of the Zones of Special Operations ZOSO Social Intervention Committee, Omar Sweeney says effective implementation of community redevelopment and citizen security and public safety initiatives can significantly transform vulnerable and volatile communities. Mr. Sweeney says communities such as Mount Salem and St. James are benefiting from social intervention activities and engagements by various government agencies. He says three areas of focus have been identified for Mount Salem, where the first zone of special operations is in effect. These are enhancement of the physical environment, the implementation of youth engagement programs, and facilitating civil registration.
When we leave a community that you enter, such as Salem, you want to come back and the community is almost empty in the daytime. Why? Because people are at jobs, there's good infrastructure, there's social cohesion within the community, and there is the type of, you know, no zinc fence structures, there's lines of visibility where you can interact from your home to the street.
Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.